मुखं करति वातलं पङ्गुलं हृदिन्दत्कृपातमलं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णतरणं श्रीचैतन्यश्वरं नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रत्याय So because tomorrow we are going to celebrate the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so today we will discuss something on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The last few years I have been discussing on the subject matter regarding the cause of Mahaprabhu's appearance, why Mahaprabhu appears. So I will take the same verse this year, but I will discuss some different topics. So we have choose the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 4. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. भगवते वासुदेवाय अनर्पितचरिञ्चिरा करुणया अवतीर्ण कलौ समर्पयितुमुन्नत उज्ज्वलरसा सोभक्तिश्रियम् हरिकुटसुन्दरकृति कदम्बसंवित सदा हृदयकन्दरे पुरसुभः सति नन्दन अनर्पितचरिञ्चिरा अवतीर्णः कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नत उज्ज्वल रसांशो भक्तिप्रियम् हरिकूटसुन्दरद्युति कदम्ब सन्दीपितः सदा हृदय सुन्दरे पुनतु वासति नन्दन समर्पयितुमुन्नत उज्ज्वल रसांशभक्तिश्रियम् हरिपुरसुन्दर दीर्तिकदम्बसन्दीक्षित सदा हृदयकन्दरे सुरसुवासनन्दन
Thank you.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుత్వ మే ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హు ఇస్ నోన్ ఆస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి సచిదేవి బి ట్రాన్సెండెంటలీ సిచ్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ కోర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హార్ట్ resplendent with radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned in his Mangalacharan, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, this is a quotation from Vidagdha Mahabhava. Vidagdha Mahabhava is compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami and also edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami is offering to everybody, he is offering a prayer that how that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, whose purta sundar dhuti kadamba sandhita, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very effulgent like molten gold, sada hideya kandare skuratubha satinandana, the son of Sachi, let him manifest within the heart of everybody, everyone. And that most magnanimous incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to give something samarpaitum unnata ujjala rasam. That unnata and ujjala, very elevated. Unnata ujjala rasam, the conjugal mellow. And that which has never given before. Anarpita sarinchira. It has never given before. So this is the external reason why the Lord came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Lord has two reasons, one external and internal. External reason means Jagat Samandhya, that relates for the benefit of the people in general. That is the external reason. And internal reason means the Lord has his own purpose, for his own benefit he comes. So though we know this material world been termed as in very different ways, like Bhava Kupa, well of material existence, Bhava Sagara, Sansara Tavanala, Sansara Karagara, the prison house of material existence, forest fire, Sansara Tavanala. But sometimes that the reason behind the creation of this material world, the Lord has his own purpose also. So in this way, every time Lord descends to this material world, one external reason and one is internal reason. So I have previously explained what is this external reason, what is internal reason. So this year I will not go to that, but I will take one word from this verse, which is very significant, very special. And it's anarpita sarinchira karunaya avatirna kalau. Anarpita sarinchira means something Lord Chaitanya has come to keep which has never given before for long, 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 long time. And this verse, very important word is karunaya avatirna kalau. Karunaya means by causeless mercy. So, why so specifically it has to be mentioned, the causeless mercy? Because this is a common factor. Each and every incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to this material world due to causeless mercy only. Though we know scripture explains so many different reasons why Lord comes to this material world, paritraṇaya sādhunāṁ vināśaṁ duṣkṛtāṁ dharma saṁsthāpanārthāya sambhavāṁ yuga yuga. Though we know from different scriptures about incarnation of this material world, bhakti संयोग विधानार्थम कथम पश्चिम स्त्री कुंती देवी सिंह यू आर कमिंग टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट द भक्ति योग द वी नो फ्रॉम पुराण लॉर्ड कम्स टू दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड मद भक्त विनोदार्थम करमी विविध क्रिया आई एम कमिंग टू एग्जीबिट माई पास्टर्स टू गिव प्लेजर टू माई डिवोटी द सो मेनी रीजन्स ऑफ कुंती देवी इन हर प्रयास शी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग व्हाई ओ कृष्ण व्हाई यू हैव कम टू दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड is given many many reasons because the demigods went to pray so to for their benefit you have come to rescue your parents after giving many many reasons the last reason mother Kunti saying in fact the real reason is you want to come here and many reasons therefore the so many reasons we can give this because of this he has come because of that he has come because of that he has come but the real reason is you wanted to come That is the real reason behind it. But question is, what makes him to want to come here? So Lord comes to this material world, not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come because of Karunaya, because of his mercy, causeless mercy, each and every incarnation of Supreme Personality of God and all the Bhagavad Swarup when he descends, the reason is causeless mercy. There could be no other cause. The only cause is his causeless mercy. So if each and every incarnation coming due to Karunaya, causeless mercy, so why specifically it has to be mentioned that Mahaprabhu has been come here due to causeless mercy? What is the significance of magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is there, what makes big difference? His position than all other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that karuna that he has come to give something which has never given? So that is the excellence of his magnanimity. Lord Krishna can, he is also very merciful. He is Swayam Rupa Param Brahma, Swayam Rupa Bhagavan. He is very merciful. That's why scripture says that there are many forms of God. They are all sarvata bhadra. They are all auspicious. They are very nice. But latasyavi kopi primada bhavati. But which form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute prema even to creepers, to lata? Lord Ramchandra can. When he was walking through Dandakaranya, all the central personalities, they become attracted to Sri Ramachandra, so they get love of Godhead. But when Krishna can, Latashuapi, even the creepers, the trees, the animals, the mountains, the water of river Yamuna, everywhere they got love of Godhead, Krishna prayer. The scriptures glorify the position of Krishna. The latasyapi kopi premada bhavati. Which other incarnation form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can even give Krishna prem to lata to creepers also? So that Swayam Rupa Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he gave all kinds of knowledge and at the end what he is saying, my best thing I can offer to you That is, sarvadharman paritajya mam ekam saranam vada. You give up everything, completely surrender unto me. Then what I shall do to you? What I shall do to you? Aham tam sarva papajya mokhesam. All I do you to you, I will make you free from sinful reactions. That's it. Is that the what you want for? Is that what you are striving for? To become free from sinful reaction? Is that the goal of your human life? And what Krishna offering? What a big endeavor that you give up everything, completely surrender unto me. And in return, what will get from me? I'll make you free from sinful reaction. And compare what Mahaprabhu is giving. An extent of what? Not somebody. Give up everything, surrender unto me. Not like that. Mahaprabhu philosophy, whether somebody is surrendered to me or not surrendered to me. What to speak of somebody surrendering not to me? If somebody is running away from me, Mahaprabhu will run behind him. Where are you going? Come, take prema. This is special to Mahaprabhu. So when I go to Europe, America, I teach our Indians. I tell them, you are Indians, you have come to America, you have to make money. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he is running behind you. He said, hey, where are you going to Europe, America? Come take prema. So that is magnanimity. But the surrender to surrender is to run away. I give one example with Ali. Of course, I am going off the topic a little bit. But I have to explain the magnanimity factor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as all of you know, Isha Pinsat se vam purnamidam, purnamada, purnap, purnamadhyate, purnasa, purnamadaya, purnameva, vasisate. In material world, 1 minus 1 equal to 0. But in Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 equal to 1. If you have one bucket full of water, if you take out one lota, one jug of water, then bucket will be full. That is quality of Vaikuntha. Purna, always Purna. But in Mahaprabhu case, it is different. In Mahaprabhu case, it will not remain same. 1 minus 1 equal to 1. No. 1 minus 1 equal to 2 in Mahaprabhu's case. If you take out, it will become double. If it remains same, that is no problem. It becomes double. So if you have one bucket of water, you take out one jug of water out of it. It will double means overflow. So overflow is flooding. Same way Mahaprabhu's mercy is flooding, going, starting from Mayapur, going all over the world, animating the whole universe. So that's why Karuna's speciality, this speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through some pastimes I'll explain, just like for Krishna, prema is the highest, madhurya is the highest. Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nibritte Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhava Prema. Then there is so many varieties of prema, vaichitra, prema vaichitra. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Then mahabhava is vaichitra, rudha, adhirdha, madana, madana. In the same way also in Mahaprabhu's life we will see his magnanimity, his karuna, his mercy, his audarya, his udar bhava, the mood of audarya magnanimity, is so much varieties are there also. So much vaichitri, so much varieties are there. So to prepare on this topic, I was trying to go through Tathagatamata Chaitanya Bhagavat, selecting some topics which speaks about the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But all the chapters I'm reading, there's no topic that will speak about the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything is karuna. There's no pastimes where karuna or mercy has not been manifested. Except few pastimes where Aishwarya has manifested. Just like in Srivasangam, or in Amghata, he just put the mango seed immediately, tree manifested. Some Aishwarya is there. Our mother Satya, the baby Nimai, just sleeping, all of them, they listen. The tinkling sounds of ankle belt, of the sea in their house, on the floor, the footprint, small footprint, with all the marks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his feet, some Aishwarya. Although most of his pastimes just speaks about how magnanimous he is. So this is the speciality of Karunaya Avatirna Karuna. So our next point, what makes Gauranga so merciful? He is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has been coming as Narasimha, Vamana, Rama, Krishna, Narayana. So why this specific personality is so magnanimous? Why specific Gauranga Mahaprabhu is so merciful? దక్షిరా ఆదతాని జగుప్త బీజం స్వప్రేమనామామృతమత్తు తారం ఆపామరజభిత తారం గౌర కృష్ణ జనభ్యతమహం వపతే. చిరా ఆదతత నిజగుప్త బీజం that oil which has never been given, that nija gupta bita, hidden treasure. Chira adadatta nija gupta bita, what is that suprema nama amritamattu taram? Suprema nama being ati udara, very magnanimous. And whom is given? Apamaraja bita taram. Asandala brahma, that is most fallen. Everybody, is given. But now our acharyas are trying to find out what makes this difference, which we do not find in other incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not so unique way, they are so magnanimous. What is the factor that makes Gauranga so special, so different? See, when Tritayaju, Ramchandra was banished to go to forest, so he was walking in forest with his mother Sita. One day he found heaps of skeletons, bones and skeletons, heaps of skeletons lying in the forest. Then he tried to find, what is all these skeletons? Where did these skeletons come from? The assembly person said, these are the skeletons of all the munis and rishis. They are killed by all these rakshasas, all the asuras, demons, the rakshasas. They have killed all the assembly personalities. And that creates all these heaps, mountains of skeletons. The lunatic Ramchandra was very angry. What they have done? So they immediately picked up the bow and arrows. Now I'll finish all the rakshasas and demons from this earth planet. I'll not keep one of them, I'll kill everybody. Very angry. I'm stumbling in anger. Let me go and I was ready to finish everybody. When Mother Sita saw this angry mood, the Lord is going to kill everybody, all rakshasas, dhanavas, asuras. Then she felt very sad. She started to cry. What are you planning for? Why do you kill all my children? Was his mother? Do you know among all these asuras and rakshasas, our great devotees and Prahlad also there? So why are you so cruel? You have to plan everybody. You have to kill everybody. So in that incarnation, Lord Ramchandra, he killed many demons with our bow and arrows. But he took it very seriously. Sita is feeling so much hot. So next incarnation, when he came as Krishna, so Radharani took the front position. Now this time he can't kill any demons. So in the previous incarnation, Sita Devi said, you are killing through bow and arrow. So Krishna said, okay, this time I will not take any weapons. So as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan with Radharani, you will see each and every demon he has killed, he has not used any weapons. Uttana, Aghasura, Pakasura, Sakatasura, by drinking milk or kicking or different ways. But no weapons has been used. Why? Because of Radharani. Radharani did not make him to get any weapons. Don't take any weapons to kill Matsyavadari. But then he didn't take weapons, but he is killing. So that was Radharani felt very sad. They are killing all these people, whether through weapon or not through weapon. So that's why Radharani thought, I have to do something about this. So in this incarnation of Gauranga, what makes difference is Radha Bhavaditi Subalitam Naomi Krishna. That Krishna accepted bhava and the beauty, the bodily effulgence and mood of Srimati Radharani. That bhavagya, samadhani, satyagarbha, sindhu, hari indu. That Krishna Chandra, he appeared as Gauratandra. from the womb of Mother Sati, accepting the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when Lord has come as Gauranga, so Radharani is always in front of him, guarding him, neither to kill any demon, to weapons not through your hand. No way you can kill anybody. So that's why Gauranga avatar is so magnanimous. That's why in this form God is so magnanimous, because of Radharani. Because Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes I feel a little confused. When we read in scriptures, Radha Krishna combine to be Gauranga. In the same time, Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, Radha Bhava, that Krishna accepted the mood of Radharani. So sometimes this question arises to me, so what is true? Radha Krishna combined with each other? Or Krishna took the mood of Radharani? What is the truth? But Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks both things. Ekatmanavapi bhupura dhevedam gatoto Chaitanyaksha prakatamadhanam tadvayam sa aishamaptam. That one Atma who was manifest in two different forms, now in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tadvayam sa aishamaptam. The two Radha and Krishna combined together, and same time they say tad bhavadhya. All Krishna did accepted his bhava. So for a long time I was confused. So finally in one discussion one devotee told me, actually Maharaj, what is the difference? Radharani bhava and Radharani, there is no difference. Because what is Radharani? What she is made of? What is her body made of? Krishna Sri was explaining Rabat Radha Radha Tattva very nicely. But he saying, Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Who is Radharani? She is personification of Mahabhava. Madanaksha Mahabhava personification is Srimati Radharani. So when we say Krishna accepted the mood of Radharani, he is accepting Radharani. Because Radharani and Radha Bhava, they are non-different. Radharani is made up of Bhava, Mahabhava. So there is no difference. So in this way, the Gauranga incarnation is very, very special. And if we will analyze the magnanimity, the merciful nature of Gauranga, that each and every pastimes he has performed, there are so many vaichitri, varieties. That's why Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichara. The magnanimity of Lord Gauranga has to be analyzed again and again and again. And more will analyze again and again and again. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichara Vichara Karile Chitte Pavet Samaskar. Samaska, the wonders will be revealed. Among all the magnanimity, merciful pastimes, I'll recite few of those, just to tell you the difference. How Mahaprabhu giving his mercy? In different cases, in different way. In some case, he takes the sin of the sinners and gives him prema. In some case, someone is very proud, he makes him become free from pride and gives him prema. In some cases, he beats somebody to give him prema. In different ways, very interesting. Jagai Madhai, the most famous one, Papi Tapi Jata Chila Harinami Uddharila Tar Sakhi Jagai Madhai. That's the best witness. Example, Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai is your deliver. They set up their head, put tilak, and that day, Mahaprabhu and all Vaishnavas are sitting in the courtyard of Srivastava, and Jagai Madhai is sitting there. The news has spread all over Navadvip. Then Nimai, Gauranga has delivered Jagai Madhai. Everybody coming, thousands of people coming to see how wonderful it is, how is it possible. hot is become Navadvip Basi. This universe spread all over the universe. From Gandharva Loka, Devara Loka, Kirmanam Loka, everybody coming, riding on their own chariots. See the beautiful pastimes of all the Vaishnavas sitting with Jagai Mahai, offering their obeisances and going back to their respective planets. Then when they are going back to their respective planets, all are something they saw. Then Yamara's chariot is not moving, but stuck in the sky. What happened? No quail, no tire puncture, hadi bhanga. That doesn't happen. Something special must have happened. So all Indra, Brahma, all other demigods, they all came to see what is going on. And they found the Yamara's lying fainted on the floor, and Chitragupta sitting next to him. All the demigods asked Chitragupta, what happened to Yamaraj? Chitragupta said, when after taking darshan of Jagai Madhai Uddhar, we are coming back, Yamaraj asked me, Chitragupta, please tell me how much pious and simple activities these two personalities have committed. And I told Chitragupta, Yamaraj, we have so much record that whole godown is filled with this warehouse. If you have 100,000 people, 1 month they will read, they can finish. But that time they are writing in the records, writers. Maybe that time they did not have computer, no? They could fit in their computer, no hard disk. So they have big warehouse. So then Chitragupta is saying that why have you taken that much trouble to keep all these records? Now this Gaurama has come. He has given you Krishna prem. Better take all these records, throw it to Ganges. A useless labor you have done. Yamaraj, what to explain you their activities? They are doing so constant, simple activities in Yamaraj's office. The clerks writing, you know, and some reporters. They are constantly bringing report. Today this happened, that happened. They set fire, they killed this person, these, did that. Writing, they are getting paid in their head, you know. So much. The writer is getting very angry. And getting a reporter, hey, what you guys are doing, you know? We are tired of writing. The reporter says, what kind of video? They are committing sins. So we have to tell them. So Chitragupta explained to Yamaraj. Yamaraj simply meditating. The magnanimity of this Gauranga. What is this personality? How can he be so magnanimous? Then he fainted there. Yamaraj fainted there. Mahaprabhu was so merciful. Nityananda Prabhu was hurt by Madhai. And they said, Mahaprabhu, please don't kill them. Please deliver them. So how can they be delivered? They have no previous Sukriti. How can I deliver? Nityananda said, you know, previously all the pious activities I have done, I get to Madhai. Please deliver me. The magnanimity. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, Jagai Madhai, I take all your power, all your sin, I took. No problem. Don't commit any more sinful activities. I make you free from all sinful reactions. Jagai Madhai looking at Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu realize they don't believe this. I take all your sinful reactions. Oh, you don't believe? Then you see, I'll prove that I took all your sinful reactions. Then immediately Mahaprabhu's whole body turned into black. To prove. Sometimes see, I have seen another village, some brahmanas, some old ladies, they don't die soon. Then their children, their son, daughter will realize, my father or mother must have committed so much sinful activities, she is not dying suffering. So they will call some brahmana, give some gold, some cow, a gift. So quickly father, mother will die, mother suffering. So I know in our village area, one old guy is not dying. The children got one brahman, gave one calf. As presenters are given, immediately Brahman turned to black. So he has taken the sin. So all the donations you are collecting, you are taking sin. And if you don't connect to Krishna, he is a Papa Vita. He can digest, otherwise you will all after the sin. Of course, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sin does not affect him. But to prove that I took your sin. So that much God is doing. And Mahaprabhu asking all the devotees, oh, my dear devotees, how I look now? The devotees are saying, oh, Gaurasundar, you look like Samasundar. You look black, no? You look like Samasundar. So Mahaprabhu, the different ways. just like the Vallabhata. Vallabhata was stopped Mahaprabhu in prayer. Then he came to Puri. So Mahaprabhu is glorifying Mahaprabhu, you are so great, you are Supreme Person, the Godhead, this, that. But Vallabhata is a proud personality. Then Mahaprabhu said, no, I am useless, I do not know how this bhakti. Because of association of Advaita and Nityananda, little they understand bhakti. So Vallabhata, oh really, who are these, where are these people? So they are in Navadvip. Within 1 or 2 days they will come to Puri. You can see them. All the Navadvipasis came. Vallabhata saw them, what an effulgent personality. But Vallabhata is very proud. So he made a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Taishimad Bhagavata. Mahaprabhu, I have to read my commentary to you on Bhagavatam. Please you check my commentary is okay or not. Mahaprabhu is so humble. No, I do not understand what is Bhagavatam. I have no qualification to listen to Bhagavatam. See, Mahaprabhu is very expert. Like nowadays, if you go to preach somewhere, we try to dominate. Give big philosophy, I know much. But Mahaprabhu is very expert. Wherever he goes, first he says, oh, I do not know anything. The Keshav Kashmir, Prakashananda Saraswati, Saravam Bhattacharya, each place you will see, oh, I am a fool number one, I do not know anything, please tell me something. Very humbly he will present, he will listen everything peacefully. And at the end, he will give very good medicine, you know. So that is the way of Mahaprabhu. So he knows, Vallabhata Bhatta is a very proud person. No, I don't understand what is Bhagavatam. I just remember chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Vallabhata, yes, oh, that is very good. I have given very good commentary in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Commentary in Hare Krishna Mahamantra? All I know the meaning of Hare Krishna is Krishna means only two meanings. He is Gopijana Vallabha and he is son of Mother Dasoda. That's it. That's the only meaning of Krishna. There is no other meaning. I don't accept any other meaning. So this Vallabhata was like a small frog, you know. What a way he has trying to put himself, has defeated. And devotees understood Mahaprabhu did not like him. So everybody kept alone. One day he went to Gadadhar. Gadadhar, please you listen to me. No? So Gadadhar is very sober person because he wanted to get Radha Krishna mantra. Before he was listening to Gopal, Radha Krishna mantra was Gadadhar. Gadadhar was very scared because Mahaprabhu rejected, but sometimes he is a very great personality. So he was listening. So one day, Vallabhata went, Advaita Acharya, everybody sitting. Then he asked Advaita Acharya, you Vaishnavs, you are always chanting Krishna name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know who is Krishna? Krishna is your husband. You are jiva or prakriti. Prakriti means wife. Don't you know dharma, dharma, adharma? In dharma, the wife should not utter the name of husband. Of course, in Iskcon, we don't follow this. But in here, we follow. And the wife can never utter the name of husband. And what is the offering in a village area? Wife can never come in front of the elder brother husband. In some family, wife can meet her husband whole day, whole night and can meet. A very respectful relationship. That is, if you can say your husband's name, oh Prahar or something like that. That's like that, the word Ram. She shall never say word Ram like that. Very respectable. Even Lakshmana never says, oh Ram, no, Bhata. You can call Ram as Bhai, oh my brother, no, Bhata Sri. You can call her father, no, Pita Sri. Very respectable relationship was there. So, yeah, that's a, he said, don't you know that we are all the wives of Krishna? First he said, in which dharma it is written? And other Tathagata said, we are all chanting the name of Krishna. Atatatar said, are you asking me? Dharma personification is sitting here in front of you. Ask Dharma personification, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then he asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu, why are you asking me? Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, you do not know anything about Dharma. You see, the Dharma of a chaste lady is to accept the order of her husband. And our husband is Krishna. Krishna has ordered, you chant my holy name. So we are following the order of our husband. So we have to sustain. So he has to look so bad, just like a frog, like a mouse sitting there. He looks so, no, what is happening? Then one day he came.
He said, Mahaprabhu, I went to Sridhar commentary on Bhagavatam, and I don't accept Sridhar Swami's commentary. In one chapter he gave one commentary, next time he changed to another. Same thing, but something else. So I don't accept Sridhar Swami. So Mahaprabhu said, you don't accept Swami? Do you know, if someone doesn't accept his Swami husband, what he is called? He is called as Vaishya. He is prostitute. Je Swami namane, amitare Vaishya kare gaun. He is always, Mahaprabhu was trying to make it proud down and down and down. Finally he realized, why is happening to him? So this example I gave, then one day he called Mahaprabhu everybody, gave them prasadam, then he surrendered, finally surrendered. So this is Vaichitri. In so many different ways, Mahaprabhu delivering different personalities. Oh, regarding Radharani's mercy, I forgot to say, all we know, Radha Krishna worship is very dangerous, we have to be very respectful, respectful, this, that. Will we read only Radharani's most relevant and loving affairs with Krishna, all these things? But Radharani is also very magnanimous. I'll tell you one instance, how magnanimous she is. If you go to Braj, near Radhakunda, there is a place, Sivakhar. So one day Radharani had gone there with her sakhi to take bath in Radhakunda. So that day, some village boys are very naughty. So they are chasing one sea jackal. And sea jackal was so scared. She ran, and these guys are racing behind her. And she entered into a hole. And the boys were so naughty, wicked. They gathered some straw, some wood, and on the mouth of that hole, her jackal is inside the hole. And they tried to set fire into that. They set fire. And all the sakhis, they ran to Radharani. And they told, oh Radharani, do you know all these boys what they are doing? And then innocent jackal and setting fire into her. Then Radha said to cry. She felt so pity for this jackal. How can that happen? But I am here, on the back of my kunda, how can a poor animal like jackal can suffer like this? Bring her immediately to me. And all the sakhis they went, they brought that jackal. And Radharani gave blessings to the jackal. And immediately on the spot, the jackal transformed the beautiful sakhi for her. Can you imagine the magnanimity of Radharani? How many rounds this jackal has sounded? How many mangalas he has gone? How many books he has distributed? What gurus he has accepted? Surpasses everything. There was blinked by vision. She is so merciful. And that bhava has entered into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Papi tapi jata chila harinama udhaila tar sakhi jagai madhai. Pakistikam jagai madhai. You are human beings. Even if animals, all of you know how Sivananda said when he was going to Puri, one dog was accompanying. Sivananda Sen was very respectful to this dog. Oh, one Vaishnava was accompanying to go to Puri, taking care of him. And sometimes the Gotwala will not allow him to give extra money to take this dog. One day Sivananda Sen, on some border, state border, he was delayed to go, all the devotees they went fast. And Sivananda went, afterwards all devotees have taken prasadam. Sivananda, before he eat, asking, what about the dog? Did you have given prasad to him? No, the dog did not come. Oh, really? So he said, 10 people to find out where is that dog. Find out him. Bring him back. And Jayabhagra Maharaj was telling, if one dog ran away, if he sent 10 persons to bring him back, the devotee is going out of Krishna consciousness, how many people should send to bring them back to Krishna consciousness? If one dog has come to him, the dog was not found next day morning, there was something that they went to Puri. They went to Mahaprabhu, took darshan, took bath in sea, then went to darshan of Jagannath. The next day morning, they went to the darshan of Mahaprabhu sitting on the sea beach. And when they saw the dog sitting behind Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu taking some Jagannath prasad, narikal, coconut. Throwing like this. Dog catching and getting. Mahaprabhu saying, Bola Krishna Hari, chanting Krishna Hari. The dog chanting Krishna Hari. And immediately, after that, they could not find. He went back to Godhead. Mahaprabhu fed by feeding, send him back to Godhead. By taking sin, send him back to Godhead. In another case, Mahaprabhu's Nimai, baby Nimai. One day, baby Nimai with his friends, they found a bunch of puppies playing, small puppies. So they were fighting who is the which puppy. Nimai is very expert, you know. So he selected the best puppy, you know, I take this one. All his friends become very angry. Why you take the best one? Who will take also that? And there was another one who got buried, we all together will play the best puppy. So Nimai took all the boys, and there was mother, just mother Sati, she had gone to Ganga to take bath with her friends. And Nimai playing. In the meantime, among two of his playmates, friends, some fighting started. So Nimai took side of one boy, the other boy became enemy. So immediately he left and ran to the Ganga. And he told Mother Sati, do you know, and your son Nimai is playing with the dog? So that time playing with the dog was very abominable. Nowadays it is very aristocratic. You play with the dog, you sleep with the dog, you eat with the dog, you say, oh, you are very aristocratic. But that time, to toss dog, very abominable things, contaminated. The Sati Mata was very worried. Oh, Nimai, immediately came back, oh, Nimai, what are you doing? If people will know you are touching a dog, playing with a dog, they dishonor for our family. How people will think about you? Then they imagine, no, see, he is so nice, so beautiful. She was not listening to Mother Sati. Then Sati, some of the pacified him, said, okay, it's too late. You go to take bath in Ganges. Put more oil on his body, send him to Ganges. When Nimai would take bath, Mother Sati, and Nimai put this puppy binding the chair. And when he went to Ganga, Mother Sati released this dog, the puppy ran out. Immediately one of his friends saw, and he went to Ganga. He said, oh Nimai, do you know your mother released the dog? Immediately Sati, Nimai very angry. And when he came, no dog, no puppy. What happened to my puppy? Why did you release? She was very curious. Then Mother Sati is just pretending. She said, what happened? Where is the dog? Where did you go? Oh, some of your enemy friend must have come and done these things. Just to pacify Nimai. Oh, Nimai, don't worry. I got more puppies for you. Actually, she is religious. So she had a drama like that. Then this puppy, she went away. And people they saw, the street people they saw, this puppy raising her both hands, dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. And Indian chariot came and went back to Vaikuntha. But just by its quirks, by its touch. So many different ways are there. Just like there is one Brahmachari, not Suktambar Brahmachari. I'll end with this story. Suklambar Brahmachari, this very interesting way of giving his mercy. Suklambar Brahmachari, the poorest Brahman, begging, leaves and begging. So one day, after begging, end of the day, he came to Mahaprabhu, holding all the alms, rice, the stone, small rice, all kinds of things. And Mahaprabhu rushed to him and picked up and put his hand into his bag and took one palm full of rice and eating that rice. Shukla Prabhu said, oh my lord, what are you doing? This is not befitting for you. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh my dear devotee, I like this, I enjoy. When Lord is so much depending, so much, he loves so much his devotees, even if somebody gives varieties fruits without devotion, he doesn't look like this. Then when Krishna is invited by Duryodhan, all varieties foods that we have prepared, right? And Krishna going to attend him, his feast, and Vidura on the way, he just entered Vidura's house. Vidura said, oh Vidurani, where are you? Krishna has come. If anything we have in our house, let us offer to Krishna. She brought some banana. And Vidura is in so much ecstasy, filling the banana. throwing the banana on the floor and giving the pills to Krishna. Huh? And how Krishna reacted? Just imagine, I am invited by some grihastha. And grihastha behave with me like this. How I react? What fool are you? You don't know how to behave. We would behave like that. But Krishna, as the devotee, so did God also. He didn't recognize. He is very happily taking all the pills. He is not telling, oh my dear Uddhava, you are throwing out the banana on the floor. Why are you giving the pills? As the devotee is blind in his devotion, Lord also has become blind. Blind with his love to his devotee also. He is eating all the pills. And all Duryodhana, everybody waiting, what's happening? Krishna is so late. The Krishna reached. Krishna, why are so late? Drona, Bhishma, everybody waiting here. So I, Vidura stopped me on the way to give me, they are eating something. Something there. Duryodhana saying, eating? What Vidura can feed you? Duryodhana thinking, I have one deep feast for you. What this poor Vidura can feed you? Then Krishna become angry. You fool, you are asking what Vidura can feed me? I do not eat what you feed me. I eat how you feed me. Vidura's bhava, Krishna's bhava guy, Janardhan, not what you are putting in my job, golden plates, all kinds of upatara. But Krishna Dharmila, Penna Bhakta Hidyam Sukhasinda Tamsa, Nana Upatara Krita, Bhajanam Artha Pujanam Artha Bandhu. That Artha Bandhu, we may worship the Nana Upatara, but unless it is mixed with the Prema, he does not accept it. So Krishna told Sukrama Brahmachari, so much Prema, in the previous life, you are Sudama Vipra, you are poor. By force, I took cheap rice from you. This life, you are also poor beggar. I take rice from you. Next life also, you become poor and beggar. Life after life, you become poor and beggar. Just imagine, you worship a God who will bless you. Life after life, you become poor and beggar. Who will worship that Lord? This is another special way that sometimes God gives you the mercy. When blessed devotee, I enjoy. When you become poor and beggar, and by force I take rice from you. This variety is vaichitri. So many more vaichitri are there. That is one very important philosophical point also. About this karuna. What is this karuna? Karuna and audarya. So tomorrow, if I get chance, I will briefly describe you. I described you many instances how by taking sin, by touching, by giving food, few stories also how by slapping also, and different ways of delivering. But how, by just by sin, anybody comes in jurisdiction of his vision, how they are getting prema? And where it comes from? What is this karunya? What is this mahabhadanyata? That will, if I get chance in case tomorrow I'll explain, otherwise next year I'll explain to Allah. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Gaur Purnima Festival ki, Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.